We'll do it live. We'll do it live. That's what you say.
Alright.
We'll do it live. Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Are you sure, Miles? You don't sound so convinced tonight.
This is Miles. It's been a pretty busy last couple days.
Well, yeah, okay. So the elephant in the room is that somehow, some way, I don't know if somebody hired an Uber to come down to your house and get you, or, you know, they had, like, a lot of free food and a hand job or something waiting for you up there, but you made your way to Chicago to meet Manny the Mailman.
I did. We have a podcasting buddy, Manny the Mailman, for the three people that listen to the show.
That's right.
And he's one of them, so actually the other two people. But,
for the two other people, yeah.
I missed his first two appearances in the Chicagoland area in the last few years. And
he came down. He came. Him and his son came down here and saw me.
He met you a couple of years ago in St. Louis. You apparently treated him out to a very nice lunch.
I did, yes. At Joey B's. Yeah. At a nice Italian place.
He said they had a good time with you, but you were a little bit weird about taking pictures. But other than that, they had a very good time with you.
Yes, I am totally weird about taking pictures. That's true.
And besides that, though, yes, he had a very lovely, delightful time with you. And then the pressure came that I would now meet with the man.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
The pressure was on, and so
I can't believe you made it. Yeah, I can't believe you made it.
Well, I pinned him down and I said, when can I see you? And he said, probably Sunday or Monday. I said, well, it'd be probably Sunday then.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm only available in the evenings. I said, okay. Smidge, you know, I wanted to be part of it. So I was kind of like texting these guys separately. And I'm trying to like figure out times and dates, you know. And they're like, well, I don't know, you know, five or three or two. I don't know, one, I don't know. So, yeah, we're still kind of up in the air by the time it actually happened, I think. But I left my home, and it did take me several hours to get there.
Yeah, it's a little ways away.
And there's been, like, a monsoon hitting the central states here. I don't know what the rain is.
I know, everything's flooded out down here.
Yeah, so I got there way too early. I pit stopped at my sister's house for a while. And
which one?
My back. Galoshes.
Galoshes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my back was just acting crazy, so I like actually laid down on her couch for quite a while. And
yeah, just like old times.
So I'm like, you know, like, Smidge, when can I come to your trailer park, you know?
And yeah.
He's like, well, maybe you can come early. I'm like, okay, well, how early? He's like, well, maybe not. I've got to do some stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, confused. Do I go there early? Do I not go there early? Do it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell to expect. I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Let's just, I said three. We'll just stay up for three, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my sister, I don't know why, my sister was, like, totally talking me out of the whole thing. She didn't want me to go to this at all. You know, like, oh, I don't know.
That was actually a little bit of reverse psychology on her part, because, you know, if she doesn't want you to do it, then of course you're going to like, hell yeah, I'm going to do it. Screw you.
Yeah, it's like, because you don't worry about the rain. Well, a lot of rain. There's a lot of rain here.
It was raining. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It was flooding. It was flooding down here.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. I mean, there is a lot of rain. And anyway, so I get there, and I found it fairly easily, although I did end up at Walgreens parking lot at one point because I took a wrong turn. But I go, I find this trailer court, I find the nice double wide.
Yeah.
Trailer.
He's got a double wide, all right.
You know, and like I look, and this guy has been texting me nonstop and like leaving messages I didn't realize I had. I'm like, holy crap.
That's because you don't know how to use a phone, that's why.
I'm going to be there, man. Just fucking relax, you know, take it easy. Take a chill pill, dude. I'm going to be there, you know. And, like, I parked the car, and he comes out, and he's like, hey. I'm like, what? He goes, hey. I'm like, what? He goes, you're like a good foot and a half away from the curb, you know. We got laws around here. He made me like repark my car because he just like was like getting all weird about it.
We got laws around here.
I guess I don't know. I'm like, all right, well, okay. The trailer park has laws. You know, I got to meet his lovely girlfriend, and
yeah.
We all talked about how you had some weird crush on her. And,
really? Did you talk about that? That's not very nice.
Yes, we did.
That's not nice.
And she does speak, you know, several languages. And of course, I had to say, you know, Danny Bushy, yes. Which means give me a kiss. And that basically was not going to happen. So, yeah.
She got about as close as you did to the curb.
Yeah. And we get the Smitchmobile. You know, like, we're, like, talking, like, forever at Smitch's house. So I thought we had to meet Manny at a certain time, you know.
Yeah.
And we're just talking, which is fine, but I'm like, because I thought he was, like, in a hurry to do this, because he was, like, texting and leaving messages. I'm like, okay, all right. And so we get going, and he's like, well, now we're going to get on the real highway and get going. I said, okay, and the traffic wasn't bad. But the problem is that this guy has, like, some weird thing. He's got, like, four different cell phones going. And like an iPod or something. He's like, I want to play you some of my podcasts while we're doing this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because you never listen to his show, so.
No, I don't. I don't listen to his show, but, you know, he makes me listen. You know, I'm like, oh, I've got to listen to Christ, you know. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be bad, I guess, but, like, there's, like, stop-and-go traffic at some points, but he's, like, completely screwing around with everything. He's, like, trying to get, like, the talking direction lady, you know, going,
yeah.
You know, 15 meters, 10 left. You know, that's just, all that crap. You know, which is weird because we're in America, we don't use the meters, but the. No, but I'm getting a little concerned, you know. I'm like, oh, slow down, slow.
Come on, give me a break. I cannot believe you'd be in any way concerned about his driving.
Yeah.
At all, because. No offense, your lovely wife is sitting there with you, but that woman, she could drive through Chicago, no problem, but I would just be scared shitless the whole time.
Yeah.
She drives way, you know, much wilder than I'm ready for.
Yeah.
So I can't believe that you're not, Smidge's driving could be anywhere eclipsing that. I mean, come on.
I was concerned for my safety a few times during this. I was very concerned. Actually, what the good part is that he does really know his way downtown, which is great.
Yeah.
And that's not a sexual reference either, by the way.
Well, no wonder you're worried about the driving.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Hey, man, I'll pick up the belt right now. And
you just tell me when to stop, Miles. Okay.
Yeah, Miles, you just keep playing with that. Yeah, go ahead. And, like, so we find the hotel, and, like, he calls Manny, and Manny apparently is, like, you know, looking at us from, like, the 10th story or something. I'm like, where is he? He's like, well, he's still in his room, but he's looking for us.
Okay.
Like, I'm waiting for him, like, to throw water balloons out the window or something.
That'd
like,
be great. That would be
great.
I'm
like, what the hell, you know, because when Manny's in town for, like, some business conference, or I don't know what the hell he's doing, you know, it's like, you know,
he's there's,
like,
business.
Some donkey's going to come flying out the window. I didn't know what the hell to expect.
He's on business. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I know, because I was getting all nervous, you know, before he came out. I go, what, is he, like, a tall guy, or is he a short guy, does he smell like cheese?
You know? What's he smell like cheese? What the hell are you talking about?
Does he have, like, a glass eye, so then you don't know which eye to look at, you know? And I wanted to know, just mentioned, like, don't, it's all right, he's cool, don't. And he shot, and he was cool, he's a totally cool dude. I made him sit in the back, though, because I'm an asshole, so you sit in the back.
Oh, you mean, really?
I did, which was a huge mistake.
You right? are an so, asshole.
And, yeah, I know, but we, so we go to some millennial bar brew pub that Smitch has found.
Yeah. You know?
And it's all like millennials. I don't
did
know
you guys,
how old
you drink the wall, or did you drink the wall, or no?
No, it wasn't. It, no, it was more of an upscale, you know, like a $12 hamburger place, you know.
Oh, okay. Some place I would take you to for lunch.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
Well, Manny and his son, I think they got at least a $9 hamburger when they were with me. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, this was about $12.50, and yeah, so. Smidge parks illegally, so like every 5 minutes he's running to see, he's running outside to see if the car's been towed.
I like the fact that he made you get closer to the curb, yet he parks illegally downtown.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's running out. He's running outside, like every time like there's a break in the rain, like he's running outside to check on his car, like, oh my god.
That's funny.
And
you guys didn't toss any mopeds, did you?
No, there was no cause to vandalize mopeds or with all the rain, I don't think there was really any motorcycles or mopeds really to worry about.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
But, you know, Smidge records the whole thing.
Oh, he's got a recording of it. Even better.
He's going to scam some kind of, you know, show out of this for himself, you know.
Sure.
And I go, you know, we should get a picture, you know. Everyone's like, oh, let's get a picture. And I'm like, they're like, well, let's have our waiter do it. It kind of looks like a werewolf with all the face hair. I go, no, let's get a pretty girl to do it.
Oh, know? There, yeah. Of course, no, you want the pretty girl in the picture, you idiot. Jeez.
Well, I did. I got her a picture with Slap Nanny.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I go, well, let's do this one with the dark hair right here.
I'm doing the, you just tell her, you know, I'm doing this tasteful nudes where Flat Manny covers up your hoo-ha. would you like to do that, you know?
You're gonna do like the one-armed hand bra, you know, thing.
Of course, we have you do it. We take the picture while you're totally nude, and I Photoshop in the Manny, the Flat Manny, over your hoo-ha.
He's like, oh, okay, all right.
How much to have your pubic hair shaved in the shape of Flat Manny?
Flat Manny, a little paper doll that I brought with, and Manny was very impressed to see it, by the way. And,
yeah, it was laminated. It's personally, I would be a little skeptical of the lamination, because why did you laminate it? Because, you know, does it get wet or something? Or
I did warn Manny that it had, you know, been around a little bit, but might be want to be careful with, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I have the mini Manny in my wallet, but,
Yeah. Well, don't go bragging now.
It's not laminated, just saying, you know.
You know, the bad part is, though, you know, the one thing I don't like about Manny right here, I'm going to say it right now.
Oh, God.
Total cock block. Total cock blocker. Oh, my God. I start talking to the waitress. Next thing I know, he takes over the whole conversation.
Well, I don't know that it was really a cock block as much as it was maybe he was doing a little maneuvering, you know?
Oh, he maneuvered me right out of the conversation.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
I go, hey, you know, you kind of look like Fiona from the show Shameless. She goes, oh, really? And then he starts talking about Shameless with the lady.
Yeah.
And me and Smidge have, like, nothing. We're just looking at each other like, what the hell? You know? How do we get out of the circle here? We're just, like, immediately out of the circle.
Well, because Manny's smooth.
I know. Like, we're out of the conversation within, like, 15 seconds. Like, what? What just happened?
Well, you need to practice up. I mean, the guy's got moves. You know what I'm saying?
I know he's got moves. He's been to Rutgers. I know. He showed me his Rutgers picture. I know. He's badass. He's like Billy Joel.
Yeah.
But, she was a good sport. She took our picture, and we took her picture, and it was very fun. And
oh, that's nice.
And I made the huge mistake of listen, I didn't see what the bill was at first. I'm like, well, listen, because I was thinking about covering all three of us. You know, like, oh, okay.
Oh, you were? Okay.
And then, you know, I would be like a rich guy like Bob and Mac, you know. But then all of a sudden, Manny looked at the bill and like, he's like immediately starts digging in for cash, right? Like, well, I go, Smidge, I'll get yours because you were nice enough to drive me down here. And,
oh, you only got Smidge's?
Yeah.
You didn't get everybody's?
This guy's ran up a freaking bar tab, man. We had an $80 bill.
Hey, I think mine was like $60 for lunch or so. I don't remember.
$80 bill, Bob. That's where Uncle Miles goes to eat typically. Yeah.
Cheapskate.
I'm sorry, Manny, but you did not get. No, I did not treat. No, I did get.
Oh, what a cheap! What a cheap bastard!
Well, I tipped well though. I put a nice tip down.
Yeah, but he didn't pay for his stuff.
Yeah, but he can't block the girl. I mean, what the hell, you know?
Oh, don't be so petty. Come on.
That's his punishment, man. Yeah.
If you want to go to downtown Chicago, it's $80. If you want to go to downtown St. Louis, it's like $55.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to St. Louis next time because I'm not paying $80. I forgot these guys are running a bar tab. Like, they're drinking all these, you know, different, you know, beers, you know.
Yeah. Well, you should have picked up something. Come on.
I did. I tipped, and I picked up Smidge's and mine, so.
You should have left Smidge hanging and picked up Manny's, honestly. I mean, come on. Smidge is a big boy. He knows how to take care of himself. Come on.
Nah, I don't know. Judging by his house, I'd say no, he does not know how to take care of himself.
That's terrible. Yeah. That's a terrible thing to say.
I shouldn't tell him that I left an upper decker in his upper decker.
You better not have. If you come down here, you leave an upper decker, buddy. You're going to be fishing it out with your teeth.
Oh, my God. So, like, we're there for quite a while. And so I thought we were leaving. You know, I thought, okay, well, we're going to be leaving now. You know, and it's on and off downpour, you know, both. It's getting about 8, 9 o'clock at night. I thought, well, you know, we're wrapping it up now. All of a sudden, we get in the car, and Smidge is like, well, let's drive around all of Chicago.
Oh, you get a tour. Tour of Chicago.
Yeah, it's now 10 o'clock at night. It is dark out. It is raining. You can't see anything. Except for some lightning.
And he's
like,
cool.
Well, now I want to take you like to the most dangerous part of Chicago. I know where it's at. I'm like, oh, Jesus. God. No, just, you know.
I would never do that. Like, I would never take you to the most dangerous part of St. Louis. Come on.
Oh, my God. He's got like the heat on, like 130 degrees in this car. I'm like, can you turn on the heat, man? You're just, you know.
You're roasting, huh?
I mean, he's even wearing a jacket. I go, aren't you hot? No. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, he's not a fat load. He's not a fat load like you are, so.
Oh, my. He's getting me. I wore some big Arctic sweater. I don't know why I wore this Arctic sweater, but, I mean, I wore, like, his big freaking Arctic sweater. Ooh. And he does so much stop-and-go driving. I mean, I'm ready to puke. I'm just ready to puke, man. It's like stop-and-go. And later, which is funny, because afterwards he's like, yeah, my wife accuses me of, like, you know, stop-and-go driving, you know. Yeah. I don't know shit, really. Really, yeah.
Who'd have thunk, huh?
I mean, and at the same time, once again, he's got the 4 cell phones going. He's got the GPS thing. He's just trying to hook up his iPod, you know, or his MP3. I mean, I'm very nervous. I mean, he's cutting people off, you know. I thought we were going the wrong way down the street. I mean, I was getting very nervous.
That's what you got to do in Chicago. You got to be aggressive, I believe, yes.
Yeah, I know, man. Just all the stop and go stuff, man. It's like, oh, man, you're killing me.
Even in St. Louis, sometimes you got to be pretty darn aggressive. I mean, that's just the way it goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, had it been a nice sunny day, it'd been nice, but, I mean, there's, like, nothing to see. There's zero.
Well, you got to see the bean, right?
We weren't that close.
Oh. Daily Plaza.
Yeah. No, I mentioned that, and that got quietly shot down very quickly. I go, hey, I never saw Picasso.
Yeah, let's go see the big Picasso.
No, no Picasso, sorry. Not on tour.
You didn't drive through the mall, did you?
No, no.
There's a new Sunglass Hut.
Although, I don't know if I can say it, but Manny knows someone who actually pulled a trick like that, but I don't know if I can tell that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you better leave that alone, I think.
But Manny's telling us all about his party and the shenanigans going on, which I cannot repeat.
At the one, at the party up in Chicago?
I don't want to go in. That's his story. But I don't want to go into what.
That's funny.
So we drop off Manny. We get back to Smidge's house. And,
did you spend the night at Smidge's?
No, I'm not. I wasn't allowed back in. Yeah, I was after the whole Diamond Bushy thing. I was like, please don't come back in.
Yeah, I'm sure that kind of put the kibosh on that.
And I'm like, oh man, I got like another hour drive back to my sister's house,
come on. Don't be a pussy. Come on.
Well, no, okay. The second I leave, and we're like shaking hands, and Smidge insists on like some awkward hug. Which I'm like, okay, well,
I just want to put it out there, Smidge. If I ever meet you in person, no hugging whatsoever. No hugging.
Yeah, I even had to hug Manny too. I know.
I'm not hugging anybody. Nobody. I'll shake hands. That's about it.
The few things me and you have in common is I think like the less contact with people, the better. You know.
That's right. Yeah. I don't want to touch anybody.
Keep it simple. Like a fist bump, maybe, or a handshake, a high five, you know.
Yeah, something like that. And I don't want to use the bathroom after you either. That's the other thing I like to do.
Yeah. So
I'm first into the bathroom, any place.
Oh my god! It starts pouring rain. I mean, the first like 20 minutes of like this hour long ride, it's a drenching rain.
Wow. Oh, so you spent the night at your sister's house? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get back to my... What?
You spent the night at your sister's house, then.
Yeah, which, like, everyone's asleep because I got home at midnight. I get home at midnight, 6 a.m., my sister's up cleaning.
Yeah, well, that's galoshes for you.
Like, all the lights come on, she's letting her dogs out, the radio comes on full blast. Hey, we're talking, you know...
Wake up, fat boy. Here. She's like, wake up, fat boy.
Yeah, she goes, how's your night? Pretty good? I'm like, Pretty good. Yeah. So your local Miles is tired today, but
yeah. So you drove back home this morning, or what?
I kind of fooled around a little bit in the suburbs, and I came home after that. So.
Oh, I got you. I saw a picture of Joliet or something. So.
Yeah, I was in Joliet for a little bit and got to see the Blues Brothers and stuff. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So, Manny's just like, just as described, right?
He's exactly, because I thought, okay, what if he's not this guy? What if he's just totally weird, you know? And,
no, he's a good guy.
No, he's exactly the guy you hear on his podcast. That's exactly the guy.
That's Manny, man, mailman.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's great. It's great. And we tried to contact you during the meal. We could not. We tried.
Yeah, no, on the weekends I don't carry my phone around, and so I didn't get the message until like 9 o'clock, so.
Yeah, well, I figured I go, he's probably out doing some stuff.
Yeah, I told you I was probably cooking dinner.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're probably better off. Yeah,
I was making some tacos.
We pretty much said how much you suck anyway the whole night.
Well, that's the message you left me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much the message.
Yeah, it'd be nice. The Bob would make it, you know. But,
I just traveled, number one. I had a trip that I had in there. And then I traveled personally. I traveled for work. And then I had another big work thing on Friday. And then Saturday I had a birthday party. And so it just was not. And today I couldn't take off. I had to be at work. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Had it been, you know. Later in the summer, I could probably do it, but not right now. It's just a little too busy.
Yeah.
So, I considered it.
that we all agree that you had mental illness, so you could not be there. So
well, that okay. that could be as well. I don't know. Well, I haven't looked into that yet, so.
Yeah. So no, I was yeah, we had a good time. It was a nice place. No scary people. It was very nice. Yes.
Well, that's no fun. You should go someplace where at least there's some interesting people.
Well, I know very nice dressed people coming in. It was very,
Yeah. So you and Manny didn't share a hooker or anything?
No, we did not. We kind of were on each other's phones looking at all the, you know, interesting things, you know. And,
I don't know what that means.
Well, I can't go in. Due to a confidential agreement there, I signed with Manny. I cannot go into what was talked about. But
Okay, no problem. Does that have to do with your affinity for, like, cheerleaders and swimsuit models?
No, this eclipses that by 10 times. Believe me, this is something I could never pull off by myself. Believe me, put it that way.
How interesting.
I can't,
I'm not sure I wouldn't even know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think you want to know what it was.
Yeah, a lot of piercings, something like that.
I don't want to get into it. That's his own personal
Mr. Secretive tonight. Wow, Mr. Secrets.
I will tell you off the air, how's that?
Okay, that's fine. I guess we don't need to record
whether or not, then you can decide whether or not I should have edited this or not.
Yeah, don't tell Miles any secrets. He's not real good at it, you know.
It was a good time. I thought I was, you know, Smidge was recording, you know, because it's kind of awkward, you know, because you're being recorded. And I said, Smidge, I want to feed you a French fry.
Okay.
And he refused to do it. I go, come on, let me feed you a French fry.
See, the weird thing is, you'll do that, but you don't want him to hug you.
Yeah, I know. Well, I said I'm not going to do it like Lady and the Tramp. I'm saying I'm just going to, you know... stick in his mouth, you know, that's what I was going to do, you know, he refused to do it.
Somehow I think if you tried to Lady and the Tramp a French fry with Smidge, he would be asphyxiated by your chins.
I was trying to give the kid some material for his show, you know.
He'd be smothered.
Yeah.
Especially if you were in the, you know, upper position or something and he was in a lower kind of position, it would just be like...
Yeah, you know, it was not...
You are a bit Sharpay, you know what I mean? Mix or something.
God. Yeah,
It's like your face is part slinky.
Slinky.
Yeah. Nice. People often wonder if your neck is made out of penis type skin or something. When it gets engorged, it lengthens.
Yeah, it's pretty big. No, a picture was taken of me, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
See? You wonder why I'm all squirrely with pictures now. Come on.
I mean, I look like I've been stung by a bee.
Yeah, you look like Matthew Broderick in that, what was that movie called he was in with Reese Witherspoon, where she was a perfect student. Anyway.
Yeah, I look more like Eddie Murphy and, what was that?
The clumps.
Yeah, the clumps, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was a good picture. I was surprised that... well, I told you already that Manny is a very photogenic person. So
yeah.
I was surprised. The Smidge seems to always have the same effing look on his face. Every time he gets a picture taken, it's like he goes to the one look.
Yeah, I know.
And it's kind of like, you know, a little bit pervy. And then... And then there's you, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a pretty good picture all the way around, to be honest with you. But
I don't, every think I've ever seen a Manny except for his old Rutgers University picture. His mouth is open.
You know what? But it works. It works.
It almost looks like he's getting ready to say something. Like every time he gets his picture, say take the picture. Take it while he's talking.
I know, but it works. It makes his picture that much better than yours.
I know. I was trying to look all cool,
He's got a picture pose that is very photogenic, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's not going to be a male model or anything, but when he gets his picture taken, he looks happy. He looks like he's, a fun person, which he is,
Yeah.
It's a good picture. And then there's, him, and then there's the pervy guy, and then there was you, the lump.
Yeah, for
All I can think of was Chet from Weird Science, after he got changed.
Chet. Oh, man. Hey, dudes.
You're going to kick your asses. But no, I mean, it was a good, and Manny always takes a good picture. That's why I think he was upset with me for not wanting to take more pictures, because he takes a good picture, so.
He wasn't so much upset about that, it's like he had to get your permission.
Well, he didn't realize it, but he needed my permission for everything. He just thought the picture thing was probably the deal breaker or something, I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't realize how controlled the whole thing is. You is like Mini Lecter, it's like very controlled and...
Well, you said the mental illness, and that's just part of it, I guess. I don't know.
I know, the place, the lighting, the time, the food that's ordered. I mean, everything is very...
Yeah, well, the food especially, definitely the food, that's for sure.
Yeah, like pictures, I can't even believe that happened. Like, oh, boy,
I gotta have things a certain way.
Yeah.
It's a wonder. Yeah. I'm actually supposed to be super rich, but it hasn't happened yet, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're very upset about that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good...
bring it, man.
What's that?
I said, just bring it. Smidge is like, can I take everyone's picture? I'm like, go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Well, you're like, hey, let me take my shirt off. You can get a picture of my belly.
Yeah.
You want to see my scar?
My belly scar?
Yeah, I'm surprised. You're just all about it, so,
Yeah.
If any of you ladies like to pose nude, and I'll be nude, too, it'll be a good picture. Go right ahead.
I'll hold the flat Manny next to your hoo-ha.
That's right. We'll be good here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all okay with all of that, so.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good time was had by all.
Yeah, it was a great time. We really enjoyed it. Yeah, we're going to do it again. We're going out to Jersey this time.
Oh, really? Okay, well.
As soon as me and Smidge win the lottery, we're going out to Jersey. And.
Well, I was going to say, where are you going to get this kind of cash? But okay.
No, I was thinking on the way home, I was thinking about the show, and I go, see, now that I've gone on my way to meet Manny, now he's kind of indebted to me, I guess.
Okay.
So when I go out to New Jersey, I plan on staying at his house for like a full 2 weeks. He's sleeping in his bedroom, eating his food, drinking his cola.
Yeah, okay.
Clogging the toilet. I figure he owes me like 2 weeks at least. So
I'd say maybe only a night because you didn't buy his meal or anything.
I'm sorry, I should have. I know I didn't have that much cash. I didn't bring that much cash.
Come on, man. Don't be so cheap.
I was hoping, Smith would pick like White Castle or something, but apparently, you just
he's got higher taste than you, apparently.
Yeah. But it's all right. It's all right. It's all good.
Well, I can tell you what, he'll probably be down here to St. Louis next time because he gets a free meal.